It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrara.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll find out how the Wampanoag tribe taught the Pilgrims to farm and made the first Thanksgiving possible.
First, a federal court ruled yesterday that the legislative district maps Wisconsin Republicans redrew in 2011 violate the U.S. Constitution. This is the first ruling of its particular kind in a gerrymandering case. It could set a national precedent if it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Sean Johnson joins us in studio now to talk about this federal ruling and what happens next. He's the Capitol Bureau Chief for WPR News. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with yesterday's 2-1 decision from a panel of federal judges about Wisconsin's redistricting. What happened?
So what they said is that the map that was drawn by Wisconsin Republicans in 2011 is unconstitutional. And what that means next, we're going to find out over the course of the next few months. But immediately what it means is that this map that was drawn 5 years ago, if this panel of federal judges has its way, that map won't be in effect for the 2018 elections.
Now, in the past, this kind of thing has been difficult to prove for the plaintiffs who say there has been gerrymandering involved. What makes this case different, at least as the judges see it so far?
So what this case is and what differentiates it from other redistricting lawsuits out there is that this is a partisan redistricting challenge. So it's not challenging the map based on other more traditional redistricting standards, like whether it's compact or whether it preserves communities of similar interest, whether it violates the Voting Rights Act for the way it treats African-American or Latino voters. What this challenge said was that Republicans drew this map to give them a partisan advantage over Democrats for the next 10 years, and that essentially they had overwhelmingly succeeded.
And on what grounds did the Democrats bring this suit? How did they prove that this was something that you could look at, quantify, and point to gerrymandering?
They did a couple things. One, part of their case is proving a partisan intent. And at least with the two judges who wrote the majority opinion, they were convinced that that Wisconsin's case, where you had Republican aides drawing these maps across the street from the Capitol in a private law firm without any input from Democrats, where even rank-and-file Republican legislators had to sign secrecy agreements to get a look at the maps, they were convinced that the partisan intent was there for these maps. So then they set about the task of trying to come up with a way to measure that partisanship. And so that's the thing that all other redistricting challenges before this one have failed at in the eyes of the U.S. Supreme Court. Is that, you know, we all generally acknowledge that partisanship plays a role in redrawing political lines, but how do you measure that? And so they measured it with something called the efficiency gap.
And what is the efficiency gap, if you can explain it?
Yeah, so the efficiency gap basically measures wasted votes, in the words of this lawsuit. So just to give you a couple examples, so if there were a strongly Democratic legislative district where there were 10 voters, let's say, and the Democratic candidate wins 9 votes. They wasted a lot of votes because they got more votes than they needed. They got 3 votes more than they needed to win that district. So those are wasted votes in this formula. Another example would be in a district that's narrowly won by a Republican candidate. Every vote that a Democratic candidate gets that doesn't translate into a win is, under this formula, a wasted vote. So you take those wasted votes, you compare them to the statewide total of votes, and that gives you the efficiency gap. And basically what they're looking at when they calculate that efficiency gap is they're looking at to what degree does Wisconsin, which is roughly a 50-50 state, turn those votes into seats. And Republicans, even though this is roughly a 50-50 state, have been able to use their map to get nearly 2/3 of the seats in the legislature.
Now, I want to hit pause, Sean, before we keep going. And the word gerrymandering is something that, you know, you may not remember except for political science in college or high school. So give us a quick crash course in gerrymandering 101. What is the word? What does it mean? And how has it played out so far?
So traditionally, gerrymandering has meant drawing kind of funny-shaped districts in order to accomplish partisan goals. I mean, a gerrymandered map looks like a very odd jigsaw puzzle. And so what this case is doing is it's not looking at the shape of the districts to prove that it's gerrymandering. It's looking essentially at math and partisan intent by Republican legislators in this case and saying that is the gerrymandering, that you don't need to look at the shape of the districts anymore, that redistricting has become so sophisticated and the mathematical models used to draw these districts are so good that the shape's almost irrelevant, that that's where the gerrymandering comes into play in this case, although that is not the way it's traditionally been used.
Sean Johnson is with us right now. He's WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, and he's with us to talk about federal ruling from yesterday, ruling against Wisconsin's 2011 redistricting maps by a panel of federal judges. And Sean, can you tell us a little bit more about what the judges had to say in their decision?
Well, the majority opinion by Judges Kenneth Ripple and Judge Barbara Crabb. Ripple was appointed to the bench by President Reagan, Crabb by President Carter, wrote that they wrote that Act 43, which is the name of the map and statutes, quote, was intended to burden the representational rights of Democratic voters. And the judges went on to write that it had its intended effect. They said that one of the purposes of the map was to secure Republican control of the assembly under any likely future electoral scenario for the remainder of the decade. In other words, to entrench the Republican Party in power. And to come to that conclusion, they looked at the results of the 2012 and the 2014 elections and saw that, for example, in 2012, even though a majority of voters in the state had cast their ballots for Democratic candidates for the legislature, for the assembly, Republicans had come away with a very strong majority in that year. And that only has continued in 2014 and 2016.
And Judge Griesbach was the dissenting voice on this. What did he say?
He said that he wasn't going to sign on to this because this map did not violate principles that have traditionally governed the redistricting process, such as contiguity, compactness, and respect for political subdivisions like counties and cities. And he also said that, just saying that there's a political purpose or political motivation behind the map and that somehow makes it unconstitutional, he was uneasy with measuring that because essentially he's saying, how are you not going to find that with a redistricting plan? So he did not sign under that. He was appointed to the bench by President George W. Bush. So you did have a judge who was appointed by a Republican and a judge who was appointed by a Democrat. And the majority opinion and one judge appointed by a Republican dissent.
Sean, how significant is this decision so far, both for Wisconsin, but also for redistricting cases nationwide?
Until it clears that final hurdle of the U.S. Supreme Court, we don't know. But this is a pretty big deal if it survives. I mean, this would basically turn redistricting on its head and say that when you draw legislative districts, they have to have an element of competitiveness to them, that there's a new principle you have to look at when you draw these lines, and that that when one party controls everything, it can't just redistrict the other party out of political existence.
So you said this will be a big deal if it survives. So what are the next steps? What can we expect to happen?
The next step, because this is a redistricting case, the appeals go directly to the U.S. Supreme Court. So that will absolutely happen. Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel said yesterday he was going to appeal this case. Republican legislators like Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who were instrumental in drawing the map, said they want that to happen, that this isn't over, basically. So you're going to see this appeal take place. And what happens from there, we don't know. We know that the plaintiffs in this case are really trying to they really drew up the case for Justice Anthony Kennedy, who back in 2004 had kind of hinted in another redistricting decision at an openness or a willingness to accept a partisan redistricting challenge if somebody could come up with some kind of metric. So that's really what this case is about, is people who wanted to make change to the redistricting process, kind of seizing on Wisconsin as an example, and they're basically putting it out there for Judge Anthony Kennedy. If he were to say and join the court's liberal members and say, we agree this map is unconstitutional. The efficiency gap is a good way to measure whether that's the case. It would change redistricting standards and probably lead to a lot more lawsuits around the country.
And Sean, just briefly as we wrap up, so this appeal sounds like is pretty much a sure thing. At the same time, both sides of this case, plaintiffs and defendant, have 30 days to come back with a response and a plan for that decision. So do these things happen at the same time?
I'm not sure how quickly it actually gets to the Supreme Court, because right now what we don't know is what is going to be the remedy in this case. This court, this three-judge panel, said that Wisconsin's map is unconstitutional. It didn't say what happens next. Is the court going to redraw these lines? Is it going to send it back to the legislature with these new principles, have them redraw the lines? There are a lot of big question marks that have to be taken care of before you even look at what happens in the appeal.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, joining us to talk about the federal ruling yesterday against Wisconsin's 2011 redistricting maps.